It's now about 18 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. Jeff Seifert in the studio with Shannon Hoagland and Nick Ponzetti, who are here to talk about National Disability Awareness Month, which is through the month of October. So it's just about over. The celebration, one more week to go here. And we're here to talk about a special event coming up. But Nick, let's talk about Disability Awareness Month. What's the point of Disability Awareness Month?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, October is National Disability Awareness Month and Employment Month. It's a national recognition where people try to make an effort to raise community awareness about the prevalence of disabilities. People with disabilities are actually the largest minority group out there, but oftentimes people kind of overlook the issue or don't recognize some of the things that people have to deal with when they're dealing with disabilities. So the month can involve a lot of different things. In different years, SAIL has made different efforts to try to bring awareness out. Sometimes trainings, PSAs, different promotional events. But the overall goal is just to kind of open people's eyes to what people are going through when they have a disability.
And, of course, you're with Southeast Alaskans for Independent Living and SAIL. Mm-hmm. And you folks, obviously, that's your bailiwick right there. That's what you guys do deal with on a daily basis.
Yes.
What are some of the services that SAIL provides?
Yeah, so SAIL is a aging and disability resource center primarily, meaning, like you said, we serve seniors and people with disabilities, and we try to help people navigate the social services that are out there. So that involves helping people with healthcare, housing, employment, whatever they might need. We help sort of direct them towards those services or help walk through the process with them. So there's a lot of information and referral. We have a loan closet. We do peer support groups. We have an outdoor recreation program. We have really a lot of things going on through the office. But the whole focus is just keep seniors or people with disabilities living as independently as possible, as actively as possible, and living their lives the way that they want to live their lives. So whatever that means, we help them do that. So.
How many folks do you serve in the Sitka area?
It's a good question. It kind of changes year to year. I think ballpark 85 to 120 kind of on any given year. So pretty high numbers of folks that walk through our doors.
How well is Sitka set up for folks with disabilities? And disabilities is kind of a throwing a wide net there.
Yeah. You know, it depends on what issue you're looking at. If you're looking at just accessibility, you know, for people that might be using a wheelchair or so forth, it's actually not very well set up in comparison to a lot of cities. But I think that some big strides are being made towards getting things more accessible just for physical disabilities. You know, there are a lot of really good nonprofits who are doing some good work to help people with various other disabilities as well. So, you know, from a nonprofit standpoint, having resources there for people, it does pretty well. So
great. And if you're sitting at home listening to Morning Edition this morning and you're wondering, what in the world is the president of the Sitka Film Society doing here and what do they have to do with this? We have Madam President herself, Shannon Hoagland, here, who is going to explain how you guys are involved with Disability Awareness Month.
Well, this is the third time that we have done a film with SAIL, and we showed Murder Ball a few years ago, a documentary about rugby played in wheelchairs. It's an incredibly physical and rough sport. And last year we showed the film Temple Grandin, which is this amazing film about a woman with autism. And it's kind of a regular Hollywood-type movie, but it was released on HBO, and we showed it at the auditorium. And this year we got together with Nick this year to talk about films we wanted to show, and we came across a film called Music by Prudence, which is a great film because it's very musical, and the music is awesome, the stuff I've heard so far. And it's an Academy Award-winning film, so it's definitely worth seeing. It's about... Nick could probably tell you more about the film specifically, but the woman who, Prudence, leads a band and sings, and She has a disability that has her in a wheelchair, and she's extremely, I would say, she's disabled in a number of physical ways, but certainly not in other ways.
Yeah, this won the 2010 Academy Award for Best Documentary. Nick, what's the movie about?
Yeah, it's a really fun movie, actually. It's like Shannon mentioned, there's a lot of music and a lot of energy behind the film, but it's mainly just telling the story of Prudence and how she grew up in Zimbabwe, where people with disabilities are really misunderstood, and it actually unfortunately led to her being sort of neglected and eventually abandoned by her parents. And she was raised by her grandmother, found her way into a special school that was set up for people with disabilities, and she ended up kind of flourishing, meeting some great friends, forming a band, getting inspired by the music, and sort of getting herself out of that sort of neglectful and kind of rough situation of her childhood and into this sort of hopeful and sort of you know, meeting her goal of being a singer. She really achieved what she was hoping to do with her life. So it's really inspiring. It's really fun. There's a lot of great music and a lot of great interviews mixed in, because it's obviously a documentary. So
a lot of dancing and singing.
Yeah.
And it's that great Southern African style where it's like the chanting with the lead vocal, and then you have the whole group chanting and back. And some of the music, some of her music is on the promo that Raven has been playing. So if you wonder at all what the music's about, we have a nice little intro and outro for that promo for you to check it out, or just go online and you can see the trailer, which is, the trailer's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nick, you mentioned that I read a little bit up on this, and you mentioned that Prudence was abandoned and neglected, which mm-hmm. is pretty typical for somebody with a disability in her culture. They're considered witches.
Yeah. I mean, they would benefit from a Disability Awareness Month. But, in Zimbabwe, at least at the time this movie was filmed, the movie makes it pretty clear that people with disabilities are just, it's really misunderstood what causes it, and a lot of it is like attributed to like witchcraft or something. And so instead of sort of building a support network around people and helping them up, the thought is to sort of just neglect and cast off, which, you know, there are some programs set up over there. Like I mentioned, she got into this school, and so her story is very uplifting and very hopeful. But it does kind of just open your eyes to, like, you know, what people with disabilities have to deal with, you know, in different countries, but also, you know, maybe not as extreme, but in different ways here too. So it's a really nice choice for October as Disability Awareness Month. It's a really good film to meet that theme.
I see her band has, including her, a total of 8 players, and just amazing, some of their disabilities, being able to overcome those and play music. There's a member has muscular dystrophy, one's hearing impaired, one has the drummer has a leg amputated, and spina bifida. Prudence herself, I'm going to test you here, Nick.
Okay.
She's got, correct me if I'm wrong here, she has arthrogryposis.
Yes.
Yeah. Did I say that right?
I think so, yeah.
And what is that?
From what I understand, it's a relatively rare congenital joint disease or bone disease, which kind of disfigures the normal skeletal structure.
She looks like she's been compacted a little bit if you see a picture of her. Like she just,
or see her in the movie, I guess.
If you see her in the movie, yeah, she looks small.
Yeah.
Is this so? This movie is it a good family event? Is it something that?
That was the point. You know, we tried to get something that everyone could come see, and something that everyone could reach out and kind of understand. And that was, I think, at Temple Grandin was definitely like that. Murder Ball, not so much. So if you're trying to find something for the family, Temple Grandin was perfect, and this is on the same scale. It's and it's not a downer. We also want to find something where people felt like, you know, their awareness is increased and that they have a heightened sensitivity to what Nick has been talking about, just having more sympathy, more empathy. And then also seeing something that is, you know, she's an inspiring person. She's incredibly inspiring. And that's kind of it's another point.
Seems like a good way for folks to see firsthand how able people with disabilities can be.
Mm-hmm. Right, and Nick has another thing set up for the auditorium. We're showing it at the Performing Arts Center, 6 o'clock on Thursday. The film is only 40 minutes long. It's when you mentioned Best Picture, it was Best Documentary Short, and it is a short. It's 38 minutes. And so we'll have a reception there. We'll have coffee, cookies, and mm-hmm. there will be an art project set up by sale.
Right? Yeah, yeah, we're working on an art project right now, and the Jesuit volunteers and even a former Jesuit volunteer are all going to band together and cook up some cookies and so forth for a nice reception afterwards. So.
That sounds great. And this happens again on Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Cost is $5 just to cover expenses, I'm sure.
Yeah, just pay for the auditorium and then help pay for the movie.
And, Nick, if folks want to find out more about what SAIL offers and maybe Disability Month, mm-hmm. maybe not for this month because we've only got a week left, but it's an ongoing annual thing. So, and disability awareness should be 365 a year, I think.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, definitely. Call me at SAIL. My name's Nick again. The number is 747-6859.
And if they want to find out more about what the Film Society's doing, Shannon, how can they?
Well, the best way is to call me, 738-0602. I have a mailing list. You can add your name, or you can call me at the Sentinel, of course. That's where I work.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning. Shannon, good luck with the debate tomorrow. Oh, that's not you.
Different president.
Yeah. And you're listening to Morning Edition on KCAW. It's about 8:30.